This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. PSV drivers and conductors are set to receive mandatory training to mitigate bad practices within the sector. A UWI professor is calling on government to assist ex-offenders seeking employment. Barbados reports progress in accessing finance for climate resilience projects. And the U.S. gears up for the anticipated Harris-Trump presidential debate, with protests expected. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. In a major move to improve public transportation, Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Santia Bradshaw, has announced that mandatory training is coming for all public service vehicle drivers and conductors. Speaking after the first round of consultations on the new PSV regulations, Ms. Bradshaw emphasized that urgent need to change the culture within the sector, stressing the importance of public safety.
You have a lot of persons who are leaving school. In many cases, they've not been to any formal training to be able to learn how to be a driver or even a conductor. And we feel very strongly that the time has now come for that type of mandatory training to be put in place, for persons to be certified in order to be able to hold these very important positions where they are responsible for the lives of passengers and certainly of people who are using our roads. And so I've been in discussions with the Transport Authority and the stakeholders, with the Barbados Community College. We have formulated a training session that will allow the certification of the drivers and the conductors to be able to now engage in the level of training before they can participate in driving and certainly conducting on the roads.
She said plans are underway to have training commence next month.
With the support of our educational institutions, it is our hope that we can roll out the training to the sector certainly by the 1st of October of this year. So we're putting persons on alert that, you know, a new culture and a new change is coming to the sector, and one that I think will be welcome based on the comments that have been made in the general public and more basically all of the concerns that have been raised by a number of our stakeholders.
Ms. Bradshaw also clarified reports about the PSV operator seen driving recklessly in a viral video. She stated the 2-week license suspension is for the duration of the investigation, which will determine further action.
I would have indicated that there was a 14-day suspension of the permit that would take place, not that he was only going to receive a 14-day revocation of the permit and then he could go back on the roads. I think all of us have been alarmed by the behavior, and I think we have to allow due process to take place because the investigation is not yet complete. But in the interim, while the investigation is taking place, there is that 14-day suspension of the permit.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport, Santia Bradshaw. A researcher and behavioral specialist is calling on government to step up efforts to assist ex-offenders in obtaining employment. The appeal by professor at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, Dwayne Devnish, follows reports of a man who used a clean certificate of character to secure a job, and it was only discovered by his employer that he had multiple convictions after he was recently charged. While condemning the man's actions as wrong, Professor Devnish stressed the need for more support to help rehabilitated individuals find legitimate work.
In Barbados, like most places, employers are hesitant to hire individuals with a criminal record. And this is largely due to stereotypes suggesting that they're untrustworthy or prone to reoffending. So this stigma is ubiquitous, it's perennial, and it has over the years led to outright discrimination, with employers automatically rejecting applicants with a conviction history. I think there's a major call for governments to assist persons with prior convictions who are seeking employment.
He suggests initiatives the government can undertake.
Governments can provide forms of incentives to employers to encourage hiring individuals with a criminal record. I think that we need to dig deeper in terms of providing adequate resources for our reintegration programs. Currently, our reintegration programs are grossly under-resourced. There's also the need for the provision of further vocational training, educational initiatives, apprenticeships for individuals while they are incarcerated or just after their release. Because when you equip them with those marketable skills, it can actually improve their employability and chances of finding meaningful work.
Professor at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, Dwayne Devenish. Barbados reports progress in accessing finance for climate resilience projects and credit assistance from the Climate Access Finance Network, or CFAN. CFAN is an international project that supports developing countries in securing and structuring finance for climate investments by deploying highly trained climate finance advisors. Barbados has been assigned a CFAN climate finance advisor, and Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, says this is already producing results. He was speaking at the opening here in Barbados of a CFAN advisor training workshop.
CFAN is building that local capacity necessary to develop projects that attract climate finance and enhance that necessary resilience that we all talk about. And therefore, I'm proud to say that Barbados is directly benefiting from this initiative through our embedded CFAN advisor, Ms. Shimora McNee. Ms. McNee has become an invaluable member of our team, providing essential support, developing proposals across key sectors such as agriculture, fisheries, and household resilience.
He noted the benefits already achieved through the CFAN advisor.
She's also very instrumental in strengthening the framework for a direct access entity, ensuring that Barbados can effectively harness climate finance opportunities, that her expertise in developing bankable climate finance projects and navigating complex funding mechanisms is already making a tangible impact for us and helping us to secure the necessary resources so as to advance our climate goals and ambitions, but ultimately to build a more resilient Barbados.
Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman. Business Barbados, the new entity announced by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley to improve business facilitation in Barbados, is expected to be launched by the end of the month. During the budget presentation, Ms. Motley stressed that the entity will help Barbados become more compliant with international regulations and will also house the corporate registry and intellectual property registry. Speaking at the launch of the Global Business Week, Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, said that they're finalizing the legislation to establish the entity.
We have completed the work on the legislation to establish Business Barbados. We were hoping that Business Barbados would be established in September of this year. We are just awaiting comments from one remaining group at this stage to give feedback on legislation. And as soon as we have the comments in from that particular group, we will then be in a position to move along and to have the process completed.
While acknowledging the concerns raised by the private sector, Senator Cummins promised doing business would be much easier under Business Barbados. And finally, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will meet tonight in a highly anticipated televised debate that could weigh heavily on the November election. The two, who have never met in person, will square off at 9 p.m. for the 90-minute debate hosted by ABC News. Police are bracing for protests, with pro-Palestinian groups angry with Harris's continued support of Israel planning to demonstrate. Barricades have been erected around the National Constitution Center, the site of the debate, barring access to the historic area that includes the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall, where the U.S. Constitution was signed. Meanwhile, several of the city's bars and universities are planning watch parties. Top Democrats will gather at a hotel for a watch party that Harris is expected to attend after the debate. Trump's plans after the debate are not yet public. Recapping the headlines. PSV drivers and conductors are set to receive mandatory training to mitigate bad practices within the sector. A University of the West Indies professor calling on government to assist ex-offenders seeking employment. Barbados reports progress in accessing finance for climate resilience projects. And the U.S. gears up for the anticipated Harris-Trump presidential debates with protests expected. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.